Has he already seen me naked? It's usually my first thought when I encounter a new male. This time, though, it's not about my professor or a stranger walking toward me on the street, or the cashier, or someone who was supposed to be my friend but it turns out really only tolerated me for Chase's sake, and who might very well be posting anonymously behind my back. This time, I'm thinking about billionaire Edwin Gordon, he of the ordinary name and the enormous wealth, who helms INN, the independent news network, because independent thinking is the only way out. I almost didn't come here today, figuring the invitation was most likely a cruel joke. One of the internet trolls decided to get creative and was nearby filming, ready to expose me as I craned my neck, searching for the private jet that supposedly had me listed on the manifest. He was waiting to catch me in the act, guilty of the ultimate hubris, believing I'd been marked as special, that Edwin Gordon actually wanted to meet me. But I decided that I wasn't going to pass this up, on the off chance it was real. It wasn't until I was in the lift headed for the Palo Alto airport that it occurred to me that humiliation might be one of the better scenarios. A pro-rape activist who targeted me online could be luring me to the airport to kidnap me and carry out his sick fantasies. It might not be a joke, but a trap. 4 months ago, that would have seemed beyond paranoid. 4 months ago, I didn't know that pro-rape activists existed. For the most part, I don't need to worry about the trolls anymore, about being heckled or threatened, about being photographed or followed, about my phone being hacked and my private texts and photos made public. That's because I shut it all down. I let them run me off the internet in exchange for some peace of mind. It wasn't a fair deal, but it was the only thing on offer from the police, and while I don't really have peace yet, I'm a lot closer than I was. But this is no joke. I'm really here, on a private plane, as sumptuous as I imagine a suite at the Ritz-Carlton would be. Not that I've ever been in a Ritz-Carlton. I'm a 24-year-old recent college graduate. And granted, that college is Stanford, where many Silver Spoon kids have been on many private planes and in many Ritz-Carltons, but I'm not one of them. I was raised in Tulip, Montana, a small town 2 hours north of Missoula, where my father ran a grocery co-op frequented by ranchers and aging hippies. The mother I never knew must have thought it hilarious to name me Cheyenne, so I could spend the next however many years I'm on this planet telling people that I'm not actually from Wyoming, but from a state nearly as underpopulated. Yet none of those Silver Spoon kids are here, on a silk couch, across from Edwin Gordon. My legs are crossed chastely. Has he already seen in between them? While Edwin has his shoes off, his navy blue striped shirt untucked and unwrinkled, and a bourbon in his hand. When asked by a flight attendant, I declined not only alcohol, but water. I'm not sure I'll be able to keep anything down. I'm glad my long red hair is pulled back in a low ponytail, so I can't fidget with it. Edwin is in his early 40s, his dark hair silvered in a way that looks strategic, and a ridged forehead that's supposed to signal he's eschewed Botox, though the rest of his tanned face is suspiciously boyish. He's not exactly handsome, but his level of power makes up the gap so that he's just about the most attractive man I've ever seen in the flesh. Not that it matters, because I have a boyfriend, and everyone knows that, to his credit, Edwin dates women his own age or older. They're entrepreneurs and philanthropists and humanitarians whose accomplishments are matched only by their immaculately preserved beauty, as if they've been cryogenically frozen and revived moments before their latest public appearance. Edwin smiles and says,
"You want to know why you're here?"
I'm too nervous to smile back, sweating in the summer-weight light gray blazer and skirt I bought for interviews, of which I've had only 3 since last month's graduation. My GPA was a 2.9, and my major was sociology. Every time a prospective employer Googles my name, autofill will suggest the search, Cheyenne Florian, naked. Yes, I definitely want to know why I'm here.
"You're my dream girl from when I was a 20-something,
Edwin says, and my green eyes widen in shock. Plenty of men hit on me, and worse, but this is Edwin Gordon.
"I'm hoping that you'll speak at some point in this conversation. That would be what defines it as a conversation, as opposed to a monologue."
Then suddenly, the flattery wears off, and I get it.